This is Brian Finale, and you're listening to the My Lead System Pro Podcast, the podcast for entrepreneurs who want to grow, get better, and rewire your mind for success so you can build the business of your dreams. And now, it's time to dig deep with an MLSP industry top earner. Let's rock.
Welcome to another episode of the My Lead System Pro Wake Up Call Podcast. We have another amazing leader with us today. Justice Egan has been with us as a leader inside this community for many, many years now. And he's got – actually, Justice has one of our campaigns is around Justice's story. He's actually one of the rare marketers. And take note, if you haven't yet fired your boss and you want to, this is pretty cool. Justice was able to – and he wasn't mean about it. He wasn't like a jerk about it. But he was able to capture firing his boss and – the last boss he'll ever have, because quite frankly, he just became too valuable to the marketplace. It was actually costing him money to go to his job. And he was smart enough as a marketer to actually capture that experience and him letting him know that letting his boss know that he's done. He's on to bigger and better things. And I, when I saw that video, man, Justice, I still like the hair on the back of my neck just kind of goes up a little bit when I think about that experience, because you did it. And I know it wasn't an overnight success. It was a lot of tireless, just persistence, like blood, sweat, and tears, sacrifice, hunger, and you did it. And I just, I think that's amazing. And what's cool now is Justice is full-time business owner. He's coming off one of the biggest launches, his biggest launch ever, multi-six figures in a week. And a lot can happen when you have that dream and you unwaveringly go after it. And that's what Justice did. And it's just, he definitely makes this community better. He's a blessing to the MLSP family. So please welcome L4 leader, Mr. Justice Egan. I always get that mistake because, dude, you're just such a proficient marketer. I thought, I just, like, in my head that you are L5, L6, L7. So L4 Rockstar, Justice Egan, come on out, man.
What's going on, bud? It's good to be out here.
Always good to hear your voice, sir. What's going on in Jersey?
Life is good in Jersey. I've been doing a lot of traveling, you know, hanging out with a lot of business owners and getting some great ideas. So, you know, a lot of stuff in the works, and I'm excited about the topic today because, you know, coming off the launch, like you mentioned, you know, I was going to come in today and I was going to talk about, you know, creating your own product, how everybody has value. But I just recognize that there's a marketing lesson in here that I think everybody in this community kind of needs to hear or can benefit from hearing. So that's what we're going to rock about today.
Awesome, man. Well, I'll mute up. The floor is yours.
Cool. Well, welcome everybody. If you're new to the community, or if you're just jumping on a wake up call for the first time, I got to tell you something. You know, Brian, thank you so much for the kind words. My Lead System Pro is literally where I learned how to actually leverage the internet to grow my home business. And you know, that started as a network marketing business. It morphed into, I started to do affiliate marketing. Now I have my own product, services, all this good stuff. And, you know, it just really all started here. And the skills you learn here are the most valuable skills in the world right now. Okay? I truly believe that with all my heart. So you are in the right place. I'm just blessed and honored to be out here and have an opportunity to share with you. And, you know, today I want to share with you a few steps you can take to start creating faster profit in your business, essentially to start making more sales in your business. And if you're on here, no matter where you're at, we could always use more sales, right? And I'm literally sitting here in a situation where my business right now has done more as of today than it did all of last year, okay? And the reason, the absolute reason for this, a lot of it lies in what I'm going to share with you here today. So I hope that you find this as valuable as I believe it is, because I believe some of you, even those of you who are out there already crushing it and getting results, might have a little shift here that says, well, whoa, wait a second. There's opportunity for me to make my first sales or double my sales or just make more sales more easily with less time, energy, and effort than I have been in the past, okay? And so much of that comes down to positioning. And what I want you guys to understand This is going to be, you know, usually I get down here and I rap about mindset and all this different stuff, and I give everybody a kick in the tail, and you'll get the typical little kick in the tail here at some point, I'm sure. But the bottom line is today I want to talk to you about a marketing lesson. Okay, and I want you to understand the power of positioning and the power of urgency. And I want you to understand how each and every one of you can use these principles to start reducing objections and start making more sales. The first thing you got to understand, and then we'll get into the three steps, is you got to understand that everything we do out here, everything we do in marketing, everything we do in our business, it all starts with being a problem solver. You know, awesome products and inventions, services, awesome mediums, they don't drive commerce. They don't drive sales. They don't drive business. Problems do. Okay, the greatest entrepreneurs out there are just incredible, incredible problem solvers. The greatest inventions out there are a product of a marketplace being in pain. And somebody going, you know what? There's a better way. You know what? I'm sick and tired of people complaining about this. It can be solved. So the first step, if you want to start reducing objections, if you want to start getting more sales, if you want to start, whether you're selling MLSP, whether you're promoting an MLM, whether you've got your own product, services, coaching, does not matter. This all starts in the same place. This is universal. It's to identify the biggest pains and problems that your marketplace faces. Now, most of the time, new marketers default to the status quo. Yes, absolutely. In our marketplace, you know, our audience needs leads. They need sales. You know, a lot of your audience out there, if you're out there promoting a network marketing, you know, currently belly-to-belly kind of style, yeah, a lot of people need more money. Sure. Almost the entire world needs more money. If I went out there and pulled 1,000 people right now, asked who wants more money, who wants more time, they'd all say yes. So why do they say no when you bring a product, service, or opportunity in their direction, even though they likely have one of these status quo problems? Well, it's because we haven't gone deep enough. Hey, you've got to identify the real, granular business and emotional problems that the people you're dealing with have. And the best way to do this is to start listening. You know, everybody's out there running around trying to get them. Here's what I have, screaming from the rooftop. Look at me. Don't miss this opportunity. Wouldn't you love to take more vacations? Wouldn't you love to be healthy? Wouldn't you love to be sitting on the beach somewhere? Wouldn't you love to make an extra $1,000 a month? Right? Everybody's yelling and screaming and trying to get them. Guys, when I understood what I'm about to share with you, my life got so much easier. People come to me all the time, they're like, Justice, you don't spend a whole lot of time on social media. Justice, I don't hear from you so much over here. Justice, I don't see too much. I see you jump up every once in a while with something really cool, and you've got my attention, and I get it, and I'm in your world. But you're not as, I don't know, active, noisy, whatever, as the marketplace feels. Yet my business is growing like crazy and my life is getting easier. And it's because I understand what I'm about to share with you. You've got to start to listen. You've got to start to listen because the marketplace will tell you how to increase your sales right away. I don't care what marketplace it is. You could go around there and you could go out there, like start a network marketing business, go out and get 20 no's. And when I tell you that getting those 20 no's, you've literally been handed the keys to the kingdom. Because if you listened, the people telling you no tell you why not. They give you their objections. If you ask questions, you're going to get down to what the real problems are. If you go out there and have 20 Facebook conversations, same thing. If you're able to call a few leads and have phone conversations, same thing. But most people's minds are so stuck in the place of, how do I get them the link? Or how do I get them on the video? Or how do I get them in my funnel? How do I get them to buy? How do I get them to pull their credit card out? That you're not seeing that the answer to rapid growth in your business is sitting right in front of you. It's sitting right on the tips of the tongues of the people who might even be telling you no. It's on comment threads. It's spoken by your peers and your teammates. It's all over social media. Right? If you go on the Wednesday webinar, and now Brian's redoing working the webinar software, but we used to see that whole comment thread go up and down. And after everybody says, hey, at the end of the webinar, everybody would start coming up with these questions, and you'd see the same questions come up all the time. These are little gaps, guys. They're pains, they're problems, they're points of confusion in your marketplace. When you hear the same objection from someone, from a few people, it's a gap. That means that your company video is not articulating that they are a solution to that. It's the go-to objection. These problems, these objections, they're all around us. And when you really think on this, okay? I mean, really think on it. You can figure out what they are. And the reason it's so important is because nobody in the marketplace, nobody you talk to, nobody on social media, nobody on your email list is really listening until they believe that you understand their problem and may truly be able to present a solution. You've only got half an ear up until they're a believer. Okay? And if you're not in tune with what the problems are that they're really facing, and I'll get into some details, guys. I'll get into some examples so you understand what I'm talking about. Then they're not really listening to you. Okay? Both sides are just a bunch of noise. So the things you got to start asking yourself is, hey, what problems do you face or did you face? Right? What are the biggest challenges you face? And you got to get past leads, sales, money. Okay, that is all over our marketplace. What are the problems? If you bring someone into MLSP, what are the problems or challenges they face? Where do they get stuck? If you have someone give you an objection, oh yeah, well I've tried this before, I've tried that before. How many of you have ever heard that objection? Oh yeah, I tried one of those things before, or I tried marketing online before, or I tried this. Some of you, I guarantee, are getting that objection left and right. So what you really need to ask yourself is, really, well, where'd you get hung up? What didn't you like? What do you believe was what kept you from results there? Why do you think it didn't work? There lie the keys to you catapulting your business. And I don't care what results you have right now. I don't care how new or how advanced you are. Okay? Because everything in marketing and sales starts from understanding your prospect and what their biggest pains and desires are, not what makes your offer so awesome, not what makes MLSP special or your MLM special or your great strategy you've learned special. Everything in marketing and sales starts from understanding your prospect and what their biggest pains and desires are. And almost nobody goes granular enough on this. I want you to really, really, really think on this. I want you to think about the conversations you've had. I want you to think about the objections you get. And here's what I want you to understand. I want you to understand that people buy things, they say yes to things that are different from the things they bought in the past. Sounds strange, doesn't it? Considering many people maybe have joined 2, 3, 4 different home businesses. Many people have tried different internet systems. Many people have tried multiple different weight loss products. Many people have tried so many different solutions. Yet when someone buys, they believe at that moment that they're buying something different from the things they've bought in the past. And the reason is because all the objections you get out there are based on people's past experiences or things they've heard secondhand and misconceptions. Right? Assumptions. So when you reach out to someone and have a conversation, when you create a piece of marketing material or a funnel, what you communicate has to be uniquely positioned. It has to give people hope that they'll have a new experience versus the experience they had in the past. Right? That is how you eliminate objections. That's how you get around objections altogether. People need to understand that what you're offering is going to provide a unique experience, different from the experience that they've had in the past that would lead them to object. So ask yourself, what objections are you getting? What are the biggest problems and challenges that the people that you want to do business with are facing? That's the first step. And then here's what you do. And this is the way you set yourself apart from everybody. Create a value add that solves that problem. Something that has them in mind, the people you're talking to in mind, your prospect, your marketplace in mind. Not what you think is cool, not what you think is awesome. A value add that literally fills that gap, fill gaps. Okay? You want to handle objections offline, online, anything, just fill gaps. Let's say you talk to a bunch of people and you're trying to sell My Lead System Pro. And they all say, here's the problem. I'm not techie. Okay? Well, I mean, we know My Lead System Pro, you know, great deal of stuff in here. You know, great. It's easier inside My Lead System Pro than it would to be go out there and do it on your own. And that's what most people say. Oh, well, you don't get it. It's easier in here. Don't worry. You don't have to be techie. Don't worry. You don't have to be techie. If they believed that, they wouldn't have used the objection. Okay? And this sounds like I'm talking prospecting here, guys. And yes, I am to a certain extent, like having conversations. But you've got to understand that if you create a thank you video or a sales video or bridge video or whatever, or a capture page video, or you're writing your capture page and funnelizer or whatever, anytime you're communicating, you've got to understand this. Instead of saying, don't worry, you don't have to be techie, that they don't believe you because they wouldn't have said it if they thought they didn't have to be techie. You say, well, what do you think is going to be so techie about it? And when they start telling you and they start giving you answers, and you'll hear these same answers throughout the marketplace. And I'll use an example from my launch as to why I'm going to tell you exactly why what I'm telling you right here allowed me to do over $250,000 in under 2 weeks. Okay? And before I understood this, I never would have been able to do it. So let's say this person says, I'm not techie, and you dive down and you figure out what their biggest, what they really believe, what their assumptions are, their misconceptions, their past experiences. Then you create a value add that solves the problem. Once you hear from 2-3 people, you go, okay, cool, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go create a training video. Or I'm going to create, maybe you create a list of outsourcers that can handle all those techie problems they think they have. Maybe you know the stuff and you go, oh, don't worry, I do a half-hour consult and I help you get through all that stuff. Whatever it is, you create a value add that solves that problem, that has them in mind. Well, I've tried Facebook before. I've tried Facebook. It doesn't work for my kind of business. Really, why do you think it didn't work? Well, it didn't work because no one responded. Well, what were you doing? Who was teaching you? Well, I just tried this, that, the other. No one was really teaching me. Oh, interesting, because I've got people who are in businesses just like that are getting results. Do you think they might be doing something differently than you? Yes. Okay. So if you get that conversation with multiple people, then do a bonus training, a value add, create a resource that solves the biggest problem that you hear people facing. Okay, this, and I want you to understand, if you're brand new, you still have a value add. You still have extra value right now. At the very base level, your value add can be your time. Okay, if you're just getting started, you can offer a little hands-on. You can offer a little guidance. That actually sets you apart from a lot of the more experienced marketers and leaders in our space, because a lot of us don't have the time anymore, right, to give that kind of one-on-one. That can be your value add. But here's the catch. That can only be your value add if lack of guidance is the biggest pain or problem that most of your prospects are facing. See, there's lots of people that sell your network marketing business, guys. There's lots of people that sell MLSP. There's lots of people that sell products, services, opportunities, capture pages, tools, everything. And for all of those things, somebody still has an objection. Once you understand what that is, once you understand what their past experiences are, once you understand what their assumptions are, once you understand what their biggest assumed problems are, you can create a value add that becomes your USP. It sets you apart from everyone else selling the same thing or something similar. It could be a short digital training or course. It can be a bonus when someone buys from you. It can be a bonus when someone joins your business. Right? And step three, okay, is to add urgency. Now, I was on a call the other day, okay, and people need a reason to make a decision. So first of all, you understand why people are saying no, what their biggest problems are, because you dive a little deeper, you listen to the marketplace, you look at the common thread, you see what people are struggling with. You really understand your prospects. You stop making it about getting them, and you start making it about understanding them so you can solve a problem for them at a level that other people aren't solving it. You can fill gaps. You can find gaps in the experience of your prospect that are causing them pain, you can write your ticket. So the last step, guys, and then I want to share with you, I'll give you an example in the launch I recently did that will open your eyes altogether. Okay? The last step is to add urgency. Right? All people need a reason to make a decision. So all things kind of have to have a deadline of some sort. So this value add that you create, whatever it is, and it could be for someone joining your network marketing team. Oh, my friends have tried things like that before, never really worked. Okay, well, what do you think they did wrong? Okay, right? You got to get down to what they really think their problem is, what their assumptions are. Oh, well, they didn't get good training. Oh, great. Well, I have this book, right, that I buy for all my new teammates. It's like the Bible in training in this business. Oh, well, their friends and family didn't want to hear about it. Okay, cool. Well, I have this thing, this training, this system, this Facebook training. Are you on Facebook? See, if you hear it enough times, you can fill the gap. And it makes you so valuable, so irresistible. And then all you need is a little urgency, right? You've got to determine who's serious. You know, I sat down with a consultant in an ad agency the other day, and I won't throw a number out there because the number was intimidating to me. So I'm guessing a lot of you go, oh, my goodness. You know, like, do I have to ever pay that much to get people helping me do stuff in my business? But they threw a number out there, and the way they did it, and it was brilliant, right? My biggest problem, pain, in this case, was the number. You know, it was going to stretch my business from an expense standpoint, to its limits. And the way they did it was they said, okay, well, here's the deal. We give you a month. We give you the first 2 months for the price of one. That way we can get you set up. We can get you off and running. We get all these things, you know, in place. And you can make a decision then as to whether you want to move forward. But we only do that for people that are serious. And, you know, we want to give you some time to think on this because it's a big decision. You know, but we only do, you know, the two for one deal is only going to be good until such and such a day. So why don't we touch base that day or sooner and decide if we're going to move forward, right? Urgency. They forced me to make a decision. You can do that at any moment. Any conversation, in any funnel, you can create a value add that solves the biggest objection or problem people have to what you're selling, okay? Once you understand it, and then you can create a deadline or urgency to help move the sales process along. Now, I want to share something with you. Brian mentioned a launch I did. I just came off a monster launch, and I would never have been able to do it if I didn't understand what I'm sharing with you here today. Okay, if I didn't finally get that all my communication is really about the pains, dreams, and desires and the problems and objections that my prospect has, and not just about what makes what I have so awesome, right? And interestingly, the course I did was really a Facebook advertising course and copywriting course, okay? But for the last 2 years, I've heard people complaining that they don't have time to blog all the time. They don't have time to do videos all the time. They don't have time to prospect all the time. And eventually I understood that this was a big, big pain point in the marketplace. So what I ended up selling was a solution to that, right? I sold an alternative to the things that were causing my marketplace pain. I didn't sell the best Facebook ads and copywriting course. I sold an alternative. I sold a solution to the problem that I just kept hearing all the time because I was finally listening. So when you go out there with your product, when you go out there with MLSP, when you go out there, you're going to have to communicate with people. If you have not made sales, do not expect sales to just come in passively, because you can't communicate clearly in your marketing messaging why you have the real solution to the real problems until you've communicated with enough people to understand them. So whether it be through belly to belly, whether it be through conversation, whether it be through Facebook message, whether it be through phone calls, whatever it is, start getting down to what the real pains and problems are. Start digging deeper on the objections. And then all you need to do is fill those gaps. Maybe it's filling them with your personal time. Maybe it's filling them with a little digital course. Maybe it's filling them with a value add of some sort, right? Heck, maybe it's such a big problem that you create your own course on how to get around it. But any which way, I mean, it could literally be like, oh, yeah, I get that. Here's what we do that's different, because you've already encountered this a few times and you've got this value add that fills the gap. We do this for everyone who gets started. I do this for everyone who gets started. What makes you different than everyone else that's selling something? But here's the deal. Certainly my time's valuable. I don't want to work with people who are dead serious. So if outcome X is really what you want and problem Y is really what was standing in your way, would you agree that this value add that I've created, insert name of value add, right, solves that problem? Yeah. Okay, well, if you're serious, I'm going to throw this in for you. But all I ask is that we make a decision by such and such time, if they're even not making a decision right then and there. Guys, I so hope that what I've laid out for you here makes sense. I so hope you found a marketing lesson or had a light bulb go off. Every time you get an objection, every time you're getting feedback from people, instead of racking your brain of why aren't they saying yes, or how do I get them faster, or what's the secret, or what's the strategy, or what maybe my capture page isn't right, or maybe my... It is really that you are not filling that gap, that they have a past experience. They're hanging on to something, and they don't truly believe that you can fill that gap for them. And the reason is because you probably don't even understand what it is. You probably haven't thought on that hard enough. You probably haven't dove deep enough, asked questions enough to figure out what that gap really is. Once you hear it a few times, you're only a video, a book, a value add, you're only a value add away from closing more sales immediately. So again, I hope that this landed on you well through this format, right? Through the format of a call like this. I would love it was MLSP fan club or fan page. .com that gets you over to the fan page. I would love to hear your biggest takeaways and get your feedback, and I'll hang out on the page for a little while and see what everybody's up to. So, guys, hope you got value today. Get out there and absolutely rock it. I'm telling you, you got value to bring. be a problem solver, and you'll start making more sales right away.
You have been listening to the My Lead System Pro podcast with Brian Finale and the MLSP leaders. To learn how MLSP can help you get more leads and make more money in your business starting today, visit www.mlsp.com and take your risk-free test drive. MLSP.com. That's MLSP.com, creating tomorrow's leaders today.